This is VOA News via remote of Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian and British officials say that Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river. It's another sign of Moscow struggle to win decisive victories and salvage a war gone awry. Russia's campaign in eastern Ukraine is making faltering progress. Ukraine's Airborne Forces Command has released images of what it said was a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over a river and several destroyed or damaged military vehicles. The command said its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. Britain's defense ministry said Russia lost significant armored maneuver elements of at least one battalion tactical group. Ukrainian authorities opened the first war crimes trial of the conflict on Friday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Friday that his country is not favorable toward Finland and Sweden joining NATO, indicating that Turkey could use its membership in the Western military alliance to veto moves to admit the two countries. The Turkish leader explained his opposition by citing a Sweden and other Scandinavian countries' alleged support for Kurdish militants and others whom Turkey considers to be terrorists. He said also that they did not want to repeat Turkey's past mistake for when it agreed to readmit Greece into NATO's military wing in 1980. He claimed the action had allowed Greece to take an attitude against Turkey with NATO's backing. Erdogan did not say outright that he would block any accession attempts by the two Nordic nations. However, NATO makes all of its decisions by consensus, meaning that each of the 30 member countries has a potential veto. This is VOA News. The U.S. baby formula shortage has now sparked a surge of interest at milk banks around the U.S., with some mothers offering to donate breast milk and desperate parents calling to see if it's a solution to keep their babies fed. It is a pathway that will not work for every formula-fed baby, especially those with special dietary needs. And it comes with challenges because the country's dozens of nonprofit milk banks prioritize feeding medically fragile infants. The organizations collect milk from mothers and process it, including through pasteurization, then work with hospitals to distribute it. The shortage stemmed from a safety recall and supply disruptions and has captured national attention with panicked parents looking to swap and buy formula online, and U.S. President Joe Biden urging manufacturers to increase production and discussing with retailers how they could restock shelves to meet regional disparities. North Korea has reported 21 new deaths and more than 174,000 more people with fever symptoms as the country scrambles to slow the spread of COVID-19 across its unvaccinated population. The deaths and cases, which were from Friday, increased total numbers to 27 deaths and 524 illnesses amid a rapid spread of fever since late April. North Korea said Saturday that 243,000 people had recovered and more than 280,000 remained in quarantine. State media did not specify how many of the fever cases and deaths were confirmed as COVID-19 infections. The country imposed nationwide lockdowns Thursday after confirming its first COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. Israeli riot police on Friday pushed and beat pallbearers at the funeral for slain Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, causing them to briefly drop the casket in a shocking start to a procession that turned into perhaps the largest display of Palestinian nationalism in Jerusalem in a generation. The scenes of violence were likely to add to the sense of grief and outrage across the Arab world that has followed the death of Abu Akleh, who witnesses say was killed by Israeli troops Wednesday during a raid in the occupied West Bank. They also illustrated the deep sensitivities over East Jerusalem, which is claimed by both Israel and the Palestinians, and has sparked repeated rounds of violence. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian and British officials say that Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.